In January 1855, Captain Gerard Fabius returned to Holland with urgent requests by the Japanese authorities for industrial machinery, mining equipment, warships, firearms, technical manuals, and other teaching devices. The Dutch government was willing to help Japan with technology necessary to exploit its natural resources on a modern scale and to safeguard its sovereignty, which Japan had found so valuable after Perry's actions with his black ships at Edo. But the Dutch wanted some things in return. The establishment of free trade and regular diplomatic channels both for Holland and its Western allies. And so, to seduce Japan into opening up its markets and diplomatic channels, the Dutch government offered technological aid and training. However, such services could not be provided instantly and would require time. Time for the Japanese request to reach the West, to be carried out, and for the goods, ships, arms, instruments, tools, and books to return. Moreover, Japan would need an industrial infrastructure and proper personnel to handle and maintain such projects, which require training and schooling not only in the martial arts, but in navigation, seamanship, engineering, and also in mathematics, physics, and other sciences and disciplines.